your lovely kid gets here.
Okay. Welcome back to the Breakaway Tuitions podcast. We are talking today about students and embracing individuality. And like, how can we, in some regard, raise our children so that they are comfortable with who they are and that we are helping to guide them down that path?
I agree with you. I think individuality, like the song by Nikki Webster, is incredibly important. Hi, Sally. Sally's in the building, everyone. I think you're right. I think individuality in kids is so important. And I think it's important for a number of reasons. I think it's important to basically always be true to yourself and to, as parents and teachers and educators, I think it's vital that we encourage kids to not be anything that they aren't. Does that make sense?
I think that's a really good point. And I think some of it is that, and I mean, I certainly feel this, that growing up, that there were parts of my personality that I was encouraged not to show,
right,
in some regards. Mm. And I feel like, you know, a lot of the time, perhaps it's the perception, or we're worried about the perception of what other people see in our kids or even in ourselves, that, you know, tell us that we can't be true to ourselves.
I agree with you. I think that it's interesting because growing up, I was very shy as a child. All through primary, or not all through primary school, towards the end, not so much. But to start with, I was very shy, and I was told by not so much my mother, but by teachers and fellow students, that it was wrong to be shy.
Mm.
That it was, in lack of a better word, it was something weird about being shy. And I think that it's interesting now, looking at it from an adult perspective, that, you know, it's okay to be quiet. There, you know, and looking for a reason. Why is this person quiet? And that goes for kids who have loud personalities as well, that might either have
a big one, isn't it?
You know, even kids that might even have a behavioral issue. Why are they behaving like that? Why are they, you know, children who may be on the, you know, what's classified as being on the spectrum, you know, what can we as adults, educators, parents, whatever, do to still allow those people to be individuals? And I think that, I think particularly with your, especially your experience in high schools, Alicia, I think with, you know, everyone's different, every kid is different. So
I think that's a big thing. And I think sometimes when you are in the classroom environment, you are trying to, like, get the child who is different to be like all of the other children rather than embracing their difference. And I feel a lot of it as well, like, I know there is like an increase in children with ADHD, for example. And a lot of the time it feels like the only solution that anyone comes up with is to put them on medication to help them focus or concentrate more. And I know, though, that in some instances, doing that is suppressing a child's personality. I mean, that's pretty similar but different topic. But I do find a lot in the classroom, you are not purposely, but you are wanting students to basically have similar personalities. And sometimes differences are frowned upon, if that makes sense.
Oh, I agree with you. And I think it's important that we, you know, like I said earlier when we started, was to embrace the differences that we have or the similarities that we have, and possibly look at different techniques as to how we can accommodate kids. And let's just talk quickly about behavioural issues as an example of individuality. You know, if you have a child who is, say, you know, like you said, on the spectrum, or perhaps you know, diagnosed with ADHD, generally and typically very excitable people, and they're people who like to get out and run around and throw their arms around and everything. So I guess what I'm saying is, as opposed to sort of suppressing behaviors like that, and yes, I understand that it can be frustrating from an education point of view or even a parental point of view, instead of doing that, I wonder if it might be more beneficial to, I don't know, maybe look at programs that might be out there for kids, you know, kicking a ball around outside.
That's you a know, big one.
Joining a sporting team, you know, because doing things like joining a sporting team, it gives you a focus. It gives you literally a goal to go for.
Yeah.
It all comes down to learning to adapt with different people within society, I think. I think that's probably one of the more important
things. I think that's a massive thing. And I think sometimes, you know, we think that we are allowing our kids to be individuals and we are helping them along the way, but then things like that, we're basically telling them that your excess energy is a bad thing or a negative thing, rather than what are other ways that we can get you to engage and use that as a strength. That's a massive thing, I think, as well, like on behavioral terms. I think that sometimes there is always a reason for that type of behavior. So I know myself, growing up, I was like a child in class that will just do whatever the teacher tells you.
Yeah.
It's quiet and reserved and those types of things. But also some stuff that I remember is things like my dad, for example, telling me that I was too loud, and that then as a child feeling like that was a negative thing, like it's a bad thing to be loud in a sense.
That's right.
Rather than using that, or, you know, going home, and I know a lot of parents deal with like their children at home might have like a lot more tantrums and things, and getting confused as to why their reports in the classroom come back as them being great, rather than seeing the home being as like a safe haven where the child is accepted.
Yeah, that's right.
And letting their emotions out in that sense.
And actually go, that's right. And it's interesting that you bring that up. And I think that applies to any age. I mean, an example of mine, my six-year-old came home the other day, and one of the first things she said to me was, "I'm sorry, Dad." And I said, "Well, why? You've just walked in the door. There's nothing to be sorry about." And she said, "I know I talk too much. I know I ask too many questions." And it broke my heart. I said, "Sweetheart, you don't talk too much." She talks a lot. I encourage kids to talk. Even in the sessions here, I encourage as many questions as possible. And it broke my heart that there is some sort of societal expectation that children almost need to be like, sort of along the lines of what you were saying, almost robotic, and have this kind of median of being well behaved and listening to the teacher and then leaving class. And I think that would be any teacher's dream. And the advice that I gave my daughter, and the advice that I give now on the podcast and anything, is that if everybody in the world was the same, the world would be a very boring place.
That's right. You know? I think we often overlook that. Funny you say that, though, because my daughter June is only 3.
Yeah.
Now, if she, like, even if she spills a drink on the floor or something, her first thing she says is, "Oh, sorry, Mummy."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Baby, why are you saying sorry?" Like,
it happens.
But every time she perceives that she has done something wrong, she'll say, "Oh, sorry, Mummy." Like, that's heartbreaking.
And look, I know it is.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, I think parents, educators, me included as well, I think that we, as adults now, maybe get a little frustrated without us knowing that we're getting frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, I know that. I tell you now, I know it's happened with me and my kids.
Yeah.
I have 3 lovely kids, but I'll get frustrated if they do something silly and it may be over nothing. And it's sort of like what we spoke about last week's podcast about, I can't remember. There's only 3 you think I remember. I think it was last week's one where we spoke about how kids are very receptive to information and they're little sponges.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
they're taking everything.
They're taking everything in, and parents are their whole world.
And we don't realize that, I think, a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I think that we don't realize the degree that our kids take things in, or the degree that they feel things as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, so individuality
is
something that we do really want to encourage, because otherwise we get a whole stack of kids that get in trouble for being themselves.
Yeah.
And then they hit the end of high school and it's like they've been molded as to how to behave and what to do and what's right and wrong.
Yeah.
And that they're just a bit lost by the time they finish high school. They sort of... And you take away what they know. You take away their structure and what they know should happen and those types of things.
Yeah.
And they just don't know who they are.
It's sad. And, you know, it's one of those things that we've just got to be mindful of, you know. I mean, yes, there is certain expectations within society, you know, of abiding by the law, you know, not becoming criminals or anything like that. But I think everybody, and I know we're sort of coming to the end of our time with this particular episode, I think everybody always needs to have that kind of little colourful streak in their soul. You know, they've got to kind of be, okay, I know I can't, you know, run across the road and jump in this person's car. But I think if kids in particular, and even young adults and the teenagers and whatever, if they don't have that kind of almost rebellious, humorous streak in them, they're never gonna be able to define, you know, the margins of themselves.
Yeah.
You know, they're never gonna know their own limits. They'll know society's limits, but they won't know the limits of themselves. So I think that applies directly to being an individual.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. And it's, again, it's something that we often, I guess, overlook in a sense.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's a lot of, like, encouraging new kids' interests and things on a smaller scale. And, you know, rather than, you know, getting upset at them for, like, behaviours that they display, not, like... negative behaviors, but you know, like loudness or chattiness or humor or those types of things, actually maybe showing them the spaces in which that can exist as well.
I agree, and that's one of the things I employ here with all of my lessons. We talk about spatial awareness and being very sustainable in the space that you're in. It's actually like, it's almost like a dramatic acting technique where, you know, you explore the space and it's the most ridiculous thing and you flap your arms and your legs around in all stupid areas. But it works, especially with kids. A couple of kids here, you know, we definitely work on spatial awareness and being able to recognize that their mind is limitless. They can do anything they want, despite... circumstance.
That's a big one, isn't it?
That is.
They can do anything they want.
But that's almost a whole other topic, I think. I think that's almost a whole other podcast.
That's it. That's what we want to encourage.
But yeah, definitely. We want to, and I think that ties back to the brand here at Breakaway as well, is that we're breaking away from what society fully expects and encouraging kids to be themselves.
I think that's a big thing.
That's it. I agree with you.
I think that's a huge thing. Anyway.
All right.
That's it. That's just a quick one today.
Just a quick one. Yeah, and look, how many podcasts have we got left for this year, do you think?
I don't know. There might only be like three or four. Probably three left for this year.
Okay. So look, like, you know, and we know people are listening and we're glad we're getting the message out there. And like we said in the first podcast as well, we encourage community engagement as well. And if you've stuck with us all the way to the end of this short podcast today, pop some comments down if you feel comfortable, and we'd be happy to have a chat about whatever you like.
That's it. We're always here for a chat.
All right. No worries.
Catch you guys next week.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.